A Walker County man will spend the rest of his life in prison after being convicted of sexually abusing three young girls over a period of years. Last month, a jury found James Franklin Frazier guilty of four counts of aggravated child molestation, aggravated sodomy, and 18 counts of child molestation. Prosecutors said Frazier used his position as a trusted family member to groom and abuse the victims. Judge Brian House sentenced Frazier to life in prison with the first 70 years to be served behind bars. The city of Chickamauga has received a $40,000 grant from the Georgia Rural Center to fund redevelopment planning for the former Crystal Springs Mill site and other downtown city-owned properties. The study will include market analysis, community input, and long-term vision for the historic 139-acre property. The grant builds on $1.45 million in federal funding already awarded for the site cleanup and infrastructure improvements. City leaders say public meetings and surveys will be announced soon as redevelopment plans move forward. Walker County Fire Rescue has named Jason Cruz as its new fire marshal. Cruz brings more than 20 years of fire service experience and holds a nationally recognized certified fire investigator credential. In his new role, he'll oversee fire prevention programs, code enforcement, public education, and fire investigations across the county. We've got more news coming up after this. Georgia residents will be able to fish without a license on two special free fishing days during National Fishing and Boating Week. June 6th through the 14th, the Georgia Department of Natural Resources says anglers can fish public waters without a license this Saturday and again next Saturday. Wildlife officials encourage families and experienced anglers to introduce someone new to fishing and enjoy the state's lakes, rivers, and streams during the week-long celebration. Details on these stories on our website. Check it out, discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.